road is hard and long, no easy shortcuts there. Strength and wisdom given, lessons learned and shared. You got this, you got it, you know you do. Trust your heart, stand firm with what's in you. It's
coming. Welcome back to Not Your Average Church Girl Podcast. I am really excited to be back, y'all. And I hope you're excited to hear a new episode other than my introduction to this series. I have my friend here, Sierra Eigelhart. She's with us today. And it's actually because of her clothing brand I am doing this series. Your Pace Matters is a clothing brand designed to encourage every person's personal journey. I met Sierra working for an after-school program here in Orange County, California, United States. A few years ago. I can't remember what year it was.
I think it was like 2017?
Something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you left before I did.
I did.
Yeah, you did.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm still here.
Yeah, you're still
enjoying
here.
Enjoying it?
And I'm not.
Because she's doing the Lord's work, y'all. That's why. I mean, you know, in a different aspect, in a different area. Okay, child care was good for a second.
It
had its time and place.
Yeah,
it did what it needed to do.
It's still child care, you know, but it's just a
different
journey.
Different one.
Yes.
But since Sierra has moved on to some pretty amazing experiences, mm-hmm. I follow her on Instagram. And I live through her sometimes. She was just in Paris, but I'll let her talk about that later. And in my opinion, has started a pretty incredible journey with this clothing brand. Welcome, Sierra.
Thank you so much for having me. It's felt great to catch up with you before this. And I'm excited. And I'm glad that you have your podcast up and running again. I'm excited for what you're going to do this year.
I can't wait to listen.
Thank you.
And you know what? I just reading everything you do and watch what you do, I'm just like, yeah, this is really what this series mm-hmm. is about, and I love it. First, let's go into Instagram. Mm-hmm. Handle is?
So my clothing line Instagram, it's called Run CC Your Pace Matters. And then my personal IG is CEE Runs SoCal. And I actually changed my personal IG about a year ago because I'm running the world now. But
literally.
So I felt that was only fitting to change it. But yes, so it kind of runs into Your Pace Matters. Your Pace Matters, the website is yourpacematters.com. So everything is kind of similar. Your Pace Matters, I kind of kept it. And then the Run CC part. Everybody was like, you know, like when cheering for me, like, hey, like go CC, like go C. So I felt that was fitting for IG. And I tried to add that to my clothing line, but unfortunately someone else has it. So I wasn't able to keep the Run CC.
Oh no.
So I was super bummed about that. Cause when I first started the clothing brand, that was like my tagline was like run CC. But you know, that was like my whole thing, like my tagline. But I couldn't use it. But I just use it now, like, you know, like verbally and like, you know, I'll throw it in there on some of my IG posts or whatnot, but I can't use it as like a branding thing.
Really? So someone has it like registered.
Someone has it a trademark under Run CC, believe it or not.
You know, they did that on purpose. That try sucks. To get you to buy it from them. Well, nobody had mine, so that was great.
Yes. It's actually always good when you find stuff that's you know, unique.
Yeah.
Like, you want to be unique. You want to be your own thing, you know. So.
Well, actually, someone did have Not Your Average Church Girl Instagram, so I had to change mine to not dot your average church girl, right? Emphasize on that not. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm
in
telling
myself.
In all
caps, and not.
Not dot your average church girl. Anyway, so Sarah, tell us more about Your Pace Matters and how it got started.
So just my background, just really quickly, my background is basketball. Grew up with it. My mom played it. My dad played it. And that's all I knew growing up was basketball. Started it in the fourth grade. Went to high school, played it. Went to college, played it. Played overseas. Also coached it. So all my life has been basketball. Coached at a high level and played at a high level.
Stop.
And so
you're not just gonna brush over at a high level.
I have to brush over that because I'm on my new journey now. And that's what we're here to talk about.
When she says high level, okay, maybe not WNBA, but you were not even in the U.S. when you coached that. Where were you at?
So
she's downplaying it, guys. I'm sorry.
Let's back up. High school, okay. So high school, right? That's when I really started to love basketball. And I didn't know anything, believe it or not, I didn't know anything about, like, college and, like, how big it is right now. So I just wanted to play. So I went to the junior college route, played 2 years, and then I guess I was good because I ended up getting a scholarship to a Division I at Ohio University. And that's when I started to really build my confidence, to be honest with you. And then from there, I ended up playing overseas for 7 years. So I played in countries like Dominican Republic, Germany, and then I visited around in Europe just while traveling and playing over in Germany. But, yeah, that's kind of like my basketball background. I retired playing basketball in 2014. I tore my ACL at a rec center, and at that point I was 30 years old.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, I think I'm done. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
And so I said, I want to start coaching. Got into coaching. My first year was high school. I coached high school women. I assisted Marlon Wells over at Bishop's High School. And then I quickly landed a college position the following year and coached at San Diego Mesa College for 2 years. Had my own team. I was the head coach over there. Transferred to Saddleback, which was right up the street here, assisted Ventress Wynn there, and then I transferred again and went to Biola University, which is a Christian school. And right now, Alan Nakamura, he is over there still currently, but I was assisting him. He's a great coach, and he welcomed me with open arms. Now, in between all of that, I had worked at the Y. When did I work at the Y? It was right after San Diego Mesa, so that had to be around 2017. And that's when I was working at Saddleback as well. So I was doing Saddleback and I was doing the YMCA. And then after that, I got a really big position being the head coach of my old team in Germany that I played for. They asked me to come and be the head coach of my old team in Germany where they retired my jersey. So I have a jersey over there right now in a little city called Bad Aibling. It's in the gym right now. It has the number 33 on it with my name, and no one else in the organization can use it, apparently. I haven't seen anything yet, though, but I have pictures and stuff that are awesome, and so that was my experience. Unfortunately, the team folded after a short few months. And so I landed back here, and that's when I found the job at Biola University. So that's kind of like it's still a quick synopsis of my basketball journey. But that's my background. So running, let's switch it over to running now. Running kind of came in. When was COVID? 2020, so 2 years ago. So how Your Pace Matters generated was during COVID, everything was shut down. I couldn't go. I was still working at Biola University. I couldn't go recruit. I couldn't do anything. I was stuck in my house doing nothing. I had to do, like, virtual workouts with my players. It was, like, the worst thing because I'm like, how do you do a virtual workout? Okay, I'll sit here and tell you to do 10 push-ups, like, over the screen. Like, I don't even know if you're doing them right. I can't even see your video. Your video is, like, sideways at an angle. Like, at this point, I don't know if you're even doing the workouts. So I was low-key depressed. Not really, but I was just kind of, like, disappointed in the situation. And I was like, man, like, I know I could be doing something. And I'm that type of person where, like, I have to be doing something. Like, I can't just be sitting. So I end up joining this group called Black Girls Run. And it was a it was through a friend, actually. She ended up inviting me on a Saturday one day. And I was like, all right, like, what could hurt? Like, we ain't doing nothing, no way. Let me go out here for this run. So went out, did a 20-minute run, and I was exhausted. I barely, like, stayed with her or with them. I barely ran a mile. I was walk running. I was exhausted, tired. They're like, you got this basketball background and this and that. And I said, it's not the same. Trust me, okay? It's not the same. But I just really loved the support, the encouragement, the sisterhood, the positive environment of the run club. And so I kept going back every week. So while during the week, before that, that was something for me to look forward to every Saturday. So during the week, I'm still in this space of, what can I do?
Yeah.
And so I was sitting in the house one day, and I signed up for a virtual 15K. That's 9 miles. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to train for this. I don't have no idea what I'm doing, but I'm going to just get outside every single day. So I started doing 1 mile a day. Whether I ran it, walked it, whatever the case may be, I just had to get to 1 mile. And I was getting pretty good at it. I was like, oh, okay. So I got to a point where I was running without stopping for a mile. Then I tried 2 miles. And then I tried 3. And then I just kept going until I was getting closer to that 15K mark. Now, in between the training, I was outside. I was passing up Biola because I stayed, like, right down the street from Biola. And I was like, my pace matters, because I was so exhausted. I was like, my pace matters. Like, keep going. See, one foot in front of the other. Let's go. You know, just coaching myself up. And that stuck with me. So then when I got back home, I was like, I think I'm going to do a logo. I wasn't even thinking about clothes or anything. I was just like, I think I'm going to do a logo. So let me play with this, right? So I started hitting up some, like, designers and stuff. And I said, hey, these are the colors that I want. This is, you know, this is how I want it to look, maybe. I don't know. I'm just trying to play around with stuff. On the very first try, they sent me the logo. And I was like, this is it. And I was like, you know what? I said, I started to align. At that moment, when I looked at that logo, I started to align my entire life. I started to look back at everything that I've been through, and everything that I've been through has gone at my pace. And when I went at my pace, I was successful at that, because it was my pace. I didn't worry about anyone else. Anytime that I worried about someone else or was comparing to somebody else, it was a quick fail. And I didn't want to be in that position again. And running at that time was kind of like my coping mechanism during COVID. It was something that I can do every day. And that I could connect with every day. Outside became more prettier. Like, I was like, wow, like, I'm really smelling the roses, right? So that was kind of like how that generated. And then as far as me making it into a clothing brand and with the Run Club, how that ties in together is I wanted to create something that encouraged and supported people in general with their lifestyles or with their healthy lifestyles and just moving. Like, you don't have to run, you know, you can do biking, you can walk, you can hike, whatever that you like to do, whatever makes you happy, going at your own pace matters. And so that's what my brand is about. It's not just about running, even though I run and I support all of that, but it's about how moving kind of aligns with your happiness and then the rest of your life, you know? So not just running, but your career or your support system or the group that you hang out with, you know, it's about what is aligning with your goals and your happiness. And at that moment, when I decided to, like, okay, I'm about to make a clothing line, I took a look at my life and I had to remove some things that were not aligning with my pace, my goals, my happiness.
Girl, stop preaching to me right now. Oh my gosh, go ahead.
Oh,
keep going.
Man, so it, I mean, I could talk about this all day. I love it because everybody, I love people listening to people's journeys. And that's all I do is talk to people about their lives. And I kind of pick it, you know, pick up little pieces, little gems, you know, from their lives. But any way that I could support someone else in their journey on being happy and them aligning everything with that is such a blessing. Like, you could see it too. You know, you start to, when you start to align that foundation, and running has kind of kept that for me, then you start to see things align itself. You don't have to go out and try to align anything. It's like, oh, this is right here. Yeah, it's meant to be here. What you talking about?
Yeah.
And it just lands right there, right in front of you, yeah, because you're in alignment.
Yeah.
So I love that word alignment. I'm using it a lot. That's like my word. FYI, I use it all the time. But that really describes my life. It really describes me and what I'm about. So
I love that. Yeah. I love that too, because, you know, you and I are both believers. Mm-hmm. Right? We're both believers. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of your faith takes place into all of this too. It's not just like this, because I know right now was the trend about me and my journey, but you're really thinking about your life's purpose based on what God has planned for you.
Right.
And I think, you know, I know for me, we have goals, and sometimes those goals are actually like, timelines, not necessarily goals, but sometimes they can just be timelines that we were raised with,
right?
Whatever it is, right?
Right.
And that's what this series is about. When should you get married? When should you have kids? When should you go to school? When should you start your own business? When should you have a career? When should you buy a house, you know, or get a new car, or start new friends, or whatever, start a family, whatever it is. When should you graduate school from? You know what I mean? Like, you know, I know for me personally, I had goals, but they were really just timelines that I grew up with, mm-hmm, that I thought I had to follow. And I would become extremely disappointed in myself because I'm like, I'm better than this. Why aren't I here yet? And then realize I'm like, no, I that's not me. I should not have gone straight to college after high school because I was a fool. I didn't know what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 years were, I don't want to say wasted, but 2 years were there, and ended up going to Bible school. From Bible school, went into ministry, brought me out here to the OC, mm-hmm, working with the community. I would not have been on that journey myself if, one, I wasn't patient. And I think that's what's important for people to know is when you're talking about a pace, we're not saying just your race. Mm-hmm. And like even the word when it says, you know, run like we're, mm-hmm, running a race.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean like you're running for your life.
Yeah.
Gas out.
Yeah.
Like there's a pace. There's patience that have to be done.
Right.
You know, taken in. And that means in anything that you do, whether it's you're trying to get better with your health,
mm-hmm,
you're trying to lose. And it doesn't mean just lose weight, even though some of us are still working on it. Never going to give up, Lord. How much of your faith has inspired this?
My faith, I'm going back to my background now.
Yeah.
So I grew up in the church. That is my culture.
Yeah.
And I didn't start believing, though. See, there's a difference.
Oh, yeah.
I was around it, but I didn't fully understand it until I graduated high school. And when I was out on my own doing adult things and paying adult bills.
Oh, it be like that sometimes.
It be like that, okay? And that's when my prayer was up. And, you know, I can always get better at praying to God and having that relationship with Him. But my faith is everything. That's kind of like the root and the foundation of my life, you know, and me controlling that pace, you know, because sometimes people, just like if you're running a race, you start off too fast. In your career, you might burn out. You got all these different jobs. You got 4 or 5 different jobs. You're burning yourself out, and you're trying to figure out what happened. Yeah. You know, because you're not pacing. You're not focusing on being you and where your root is, where your foundation is, right? So you have to build up that foundation. And when I got out of high school, I didn't realize, but, you know, when you're a young adult, you try to be accepted by others very quickly. You try to enter into groups that you know you shouldn't be in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you do that because you don't know who you are yet.
Right.
Right? So I had to find that out, you know, during college. And every single situation that I've been in, when I stayed true to who I was, it always worked out the way that I wanted it to be and the way God wanted it to be. But every time that I followed someone or I knew that I shouldn't be there and my gut feeling is telling me not to and basically God is telling me not to.
Yeah.
It always turned out not so good.
Yeah.
You know, and that it was a reflective, that's been a reflective moment.
Yeah.
Or not, I shouldn't say moment. That's a reflective tool that I use often. I always think about those times that I did not listen to my gut or when I shouldn't be shifted out of my alignment.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now it's an energy thing. It's a vibe thing. It's I just know.
Discernment.
I just know now because my faith is so strong. Now, sorry. My faith has been shifted, you know, and I've come to realize that that is also okay.
Yeah.
And I, as long as I have a relationship with God, I know that he's going to take care of me.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And I don't have to prove that to anybody else.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why I say stay true to who you are. Stay in your own lane, you know.
Because that's the foundation.
You
can only accept your pace if you understand that God's got you. Like, if you really have your trust in him and his plan for you, because I've been there, right? I did the whole, like, I believe in him. And then I get a little impatient. I think, you know, and then I do my own thing. I was like, oh, what was I thinking? Let me get back over here. Stop acting a fool. But not only patience, the second thing I think is important too, or the third, because we said foundation, is the comparison. I think because I come from a family of runners, okay, using running as an example. Yeah. Like my mom has like had like a high school running records. That's the kind of family I'm from.
Okay.
Like cross country track stars.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, and I was decent at it as a child, right? I was decent. I was a decent runner. My mom was my coach.
Yeah.
It was a nightmare.
Yeah.
Hated it because she was good. She used to coach it as well.
Yeah.
And I used to go to practices with her and she would coach the high school kids. And so, but it was not my thing. It just wasn't my thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really hard because I think also sometimes in our lives we try to, we try to live up to other people's standards of us. A lot of that could be our family standards. Mm-hmm. Or because this is just what I know around me. I don't have anything else to look to.
Right.
But yeah, sometimes we'll compare ourselves with where our parents were at our age or something. But even when you're looking at people your age, you're comparing what their life is like, what your life is like, and thinking, well, am I supposed to be there?
Exactly.
I've grown to accept where I'm at.
Yep.
Because I think you can never really enjoy your journey if you're still comparing, if you're impatient, right?
Mm-hmm.
And your focus, right? What does the verse say about... Lord, please forgive me. I can't remember this verse. When you're running the race and you're running for the prize. Mm. What's the exact verse? Sometimes we think.
I forgot, but I know what you mean. I know.
My church folk, I'm so sorry I have failed you. I'm so sorry. Sometimes we think we know what the prize is supposed to be and we run towards this object or whatever, this person or this idea. And then we get there, we're like, oh, this is not where I'm supposed to be. Oh, man, I went the wrong way. I'm off the road.
Mm-hmm.
You look back at the road and you're like, oh, shoot. And then you got to make up for that time. I shouldn't say that because I believe in God's grace. I believe when I make a detour rather than just having me, because I've done that on a swim race. I was off the swim track. I was running in the ocean. I was running in the ocean, guys.
Yep.
I was swimming in the ocean. And a lifeguard had come get me. He's like, yeah, so you're about a quarter mile off the trail, the course, sorry. You need to swim back to the course. And then he's like, your best way is to go diagonally so you can make up some space, but you're going to be behind. And I'm like, what you mean? And I look and this buoy is, I'm like, oh my gosh, I was closer to the shore than I was to the course. And I really believe, like, even in our journey, we don't have to make up that space. If we're doing this journey with the Lord, he just plops us right back where we need to be. There's that grace. There's, yes, there's that lesson. There's those feelings of maybe guilt or shame or regret, whatever. Wash them out, because those are not from the Lord, right? And then, but I believe he's so gracious. He just puts us back on that journey. He's like, well, let's go.
Yeah.
We can keep going. You know, if David can come back from what he be doing, and the Lord still be using him, still calling him a man after his own heart, he can put me back on. I'll be all right, you know? But it really, you know, comes down to acceptance, you know, when you think about your journey, where you're at in your life, whatever you. And I know for me, I've said this before, it was my aunt. My tia had said to me, who says you have to be married right now? Never had that occurred to me, right? And then that's when my eyes opened, like, well, what can I be doing instead? And then learning, like, oh, I shouldn't be comparing myself to my friends. I shouldn't be comparing myself to the generation before me and what their life was like at my age. Because we really believe that God has a plan, an individual plan for each of us. And our plans may cross each other at some time or go side by side for some time in our lives. But we each have our own individual plan.
And that's what we have to understand. It's so hard to live in today's world because you're in constant comparison of something all the time. And that's where the mental health, it comes into play, where it's driving up, right? So you have teenagers and even elementary school kids, school age kids, who are on social media thinking that they should be a certain way, and they don't feel accepted when they enter into a lot of spaces. You know what I mean? So that's why me, with my personal page, I try to be real. I try to show my life. I try to show, I don't try to show, like, you know, my personal business, but I just try to inspire, or I want to be inspired. So a lot of people that I follow, they're an inspiration. You know what I mean? Because I want to align myself with people who think like me, who have goals like me. You know what I mean? I want to surround myself with that group, with that circle, even if it is on social media. You know? So I'm not sure where I was going with that, but
well, social media doesn't paint the best picture.
But yeah, when you spoke about, you know, how you have timelines, you know, and how, you know, you should be married by a certain age, it's because we're constantly seeing this every single day on what our life, in quotations, should be. You know what I mean? And that's not the truth. And that's why my brand is what it is because it supports that daily life message of just go at your own pace. Stop worrying about what other people are doing. You know, be present in what you're doing now. Be intentional. That's another word that I like to use. And it's my word this year. I'm going to do it more, not just speak it, but being intentional about the spaces that I enter in and being present. Because there's a difference with when you're entering spaces and you're just there. You could be a body, or you can be present. You can talk and grow with people. You know, you can have conversations like me and you are having and grow together. You know, so that's what my brand is about.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's so cool. And it's encouraging, guys. Like, I don't know, I'll be like, hey, whenever you can do a run in Long Beach, let me know, in OC. And at the time, they were like, Sunday mornings. I was like, girl, I got church.
I know.
You're like, go to the second service. I was like, I kind of have to be at both. but now I go to church in the afternoon because with this new church plan, I'm with, they're at 3 o'clock. But you're over here doing runs in San Diego. Now, you're in a few running clubs, but you've also done some pretty cool races recently.
Yes.
Yes. So I just want to talk about some of those.
Okay.
and I say this because, and I say this not just, you know, so we can brag about it, or you can brag about it, but you mentioned how you went on the 20-minute run, right? And you were tired. Now this homegirl is doing marathons in Paris. Okay. How many marathons have you done in the last year?
I've done 3 marathons, and I've done 10 half marathons. So for runners who don't know, because I didn't know what a marathon was and I didn't know what a half marathon was, I barely knew what a 5K was. So a 5K is 3 miles, right. 3.1, 10K is 6.2. Those are the ones that you normally run or they put on. And then a half marathon is 13.1 miles, and then a full marathon is 26.2 miles. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I ran 3 of those.
I cannot.
And by no means.
Yeah.
It's one of the hardest things that you would ever have to do. But I was able to do it with community. That's all I can really tell you. And to kind of tie in the run clubs, because I saw your question about if you should join a run club and if, you know, which run clubs I'm a part of right now.
Yeah.
So I call myself a run club groupie.
That's cool.
Because I like to visit other spaces. I'm like the social butterfly. I like to see what's going on elsewhere. But my home base is San Diego. And I go there every other weekend. And I lead a group, Black Girls Run. I'm one of the ambassadors for Black Girls Run. And in the San Diego chapter. And that was the first group that actually inspired Your Pace Matters. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't even thinking about a marathon or a half marathon until I joined a run group. And so when I joined the run group, you know, started off with a 5K. And it was, you know, a color run or like something fun, mm-hmm. you know, a bubble run. Like, hey, let's get out there. We can walk, run it, whatever. Let's just have fun. And when you hang out with runners, you're going to do what runners do. You're eventually, not saying you're going to do it tomorrow, but you're going to do what runners do. So me and my friends had this bright idea. It was stupid, but it was. During COVID, we decided to, actually, it was during COVID, the summertime. We decided to do a virtual half marathon. We would create the route.
Okay.
We would bring our own food. We would have a water station.
Okay.
We would, you know, it'll start at 7 a.m. I think it started at 7 a.m. So we had maybe like 6 or 7 of us like all in. So mind you, before I started this, I was doing that 15K, which was 9.3 miles. So I had already completed that, right? And we were doing what's called a where you sit in a parking lot and you just during COVID, we were able to like sit in the parking lot and just drink or, you know, have food and just hang out, you mm-hmm. know. So we just hang out in the parking lot. We would just meet there and hang out in the parking lot. And I had just finished my miles like maybe 2 days before. And they're like, see, I mean, you already did 9 miles. Let's just go ahead and do a half marathon. Let's just do 13. And I said, what? I said, y'all lost y'all mind. Like, I'm not about to do 13. And then they were like, no, for real. Like, you just did 9. Like, that's a great base. Like, you know, the rest is mental, this and that. They hyping it up. And I was just like, okay. So then they were like, I said, okay, when? Like, when do I need to start training? Because I'm like, all right, let's start training. They were like, oh, a month from now. I said, what?
Oh, no.
I said, y'all really crazy. So being as crazy as them, I did it. And we still say to this day that it was the dumbest thing that we've ever done because we got up on our own. We had our own food. We woke up on a Saturday morning or I think it was on a Sunday morning, and we mapped out the route and we finished it, you know, and it was hard, but I did it with them.
That's cool.
You know, and so that's what made it like special, and I was able to do it. If I was doing that by myself, mm-hmm. there is no way.
Yeah.
And so from there, I, you know, when you start doing stuff like that, you start to build your confidence in running. You start to believe in yourself. and you start to see what's next. Mm-hmm. And you get what's called a runner's high. And that's what I caught. I caught the runner's high. And so I started signing up for all these races. I said, okay, I want to do a real race instead of like a virtual one that we just put on. Like, I want to do a real one. And so I did my first half, official half, that following year in 2021. And I've just been running ever since then. And like I said, I couldn't have done it without the special group of women that I run with all the time. And it's just amazing to see yourself doing those things, right? And crushing those goals and being able to say, I did that, mm-hmm. you know? And that transfers over into life. It's like, at first I was like, no way, like I'm not doing that. Yeah. You know, but you never know until you try, and you never know what the blessing is going to be on the other side of your fear or whatever is stopping you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I crossed that line because I was like, I'm going to die after 26.2. Like, I know I am. I'm going to pass out. Someone going to be there, like somebody. And it's been nothing but a blessing, to be honest with you. It's been a great ride. And I'm looking forward to doing more. I am slowing down, believe it or not. But the three marathons that I did, the one that you like is the one that's Paris. I did that one last April. It seems like it's been forever ago, but it was last April.
But you ran to the Eiffel Tower through it because you had a picture.
Yeah. So we ended up getting a tour of Paris through the marathon route.
Snap. That's
so
freaking cool.
That one was very special because it was my second one that I was doing. Mm-hmm. So I was going in feeling like pretty confident. And then on top of that, I went in there without any expectation, right? So I went in like, you know what? I'm in Paris. Like, I'm about to snap pictures. I'm about to run. I'm about to meet some people. And when I did that and I started to change my mindset of just having fun, I ended up running my fastest time ever. I ended up PRing.
Wow.
Yeah. So that from that point, that completely, because up until then, I was kind of like going for goals. Like, okay, I want to go for this goal. I want to go for this goal, right? But it was taking the fun out of the run. Mm. And so when I switched my mindset and was like, you know what, I'm just going to embrace the environment around me. I'm going to embrace that I'm in Paris. I'm going to embrace this Eiffel Tower. I'm going to embrace the person that I came out here with. I'm going to embrace all of this great energy and have fun. I ended up running my fastest time.
That's awesome.
You know what I mean? So again, transferring over to life.
Yeah.
When you align yourself with your happy, not someone else's happy, not even your family's happy, but with your happy, the blessings start to come.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you don't even feel, you, it's not even a wow anymore. It's just like, yeah, that was supposed to happen.
Yeah. I think another thing that you mentioned that's very important that we haven't really, I know you mentioned surrounding yourself with people who are like-minded. I think what's great is the support that you have when you're in that right mindset. You also attract people, but it's awesome because when your friends were encouraging you to do that half marathon, it wasn't because they wanted you to do it so they could laugh at you or whatever.
Right.
They saw you already did 9.
Right.
So having people like that, like, well, you already do this, 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 and this. So why can't you do that, that, and that?
Right.
If you put all of these skill sets together, you can do that. And it's trusting yourself, not even trusting yourself, you know, believing that and taking that risk.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you see, oh, I can do it.
Right.
Then the confidence comes in. Then you can start to trust yourself. Like, okay, let me try this next idea or step or risk or whatever. And it helps to have those supportive friends, family, group, or whatever it is. Because they're there because they see it in you. Not, you know, because, you know, you got people like, yeah, just like, go ahead, do a half marathon. Oh, you're not going to finish. Mm-hmm. And then you finish and like, they're not even happy for you. They're just like hating. Like, are you sure you did the half marathon? I had people do that to me and I did my very first half marathon.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I get it.
Yeah.
But you know what? A lot of people were not not supportive in a lot of things that I did, because, you know, you meet me, I'm silly, I'm goofy, you think I'm immature, and then you put me in a place where I need to lead or whatever, and you're like, oh, snap. Mm-hmm. She can, you actually know how to do that. I was like, yeah, bro, I know, I told you. Mm-hmm. And it really was only because I had a friend who saw it in me. She had me lead this little Bible school club, and I said, I'm barely Christian, you know? And it was from then on, more people were trusting me in leadership, and I was like scared, and I would do it. And then finally I'm at a point like, yeah, I can train your church leaders for sure.
Yeah.
You know, as a matter of fact, let me help you develop mm-hmm. your leadership track. Mm-hmm. I could do that for you. Yeah,
right.
Let's do that. And right. So it's kind of nice. Mm-hmm. You know, I tell work, yeah, you can send me people that you're not sure of, because I know I can train them. I have the patience because someone was patient with me. Mm-hmm. And I love teaching people, and yeah. It's great. And so I think that is really, really important that you have that supportive group. Will they always be the hype people? Probably not. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they're always there. Cheering you on, whether they're at every race, mm-hmm. at every event, or at every milestone, you have people there to cheer you on, and that helps a lot. Yes, you have God. Yes, who supports you, and you have his plan, but it helps to have people there. And I love how you said, you're like, I just going into these different spaces, I'm just going to go and meet people. And I know people who are afraid to do that are like, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I get it. Like, you know, if you're afraid or you're like worried or not sure, you won't really know what spaces you'll enjoy if you don't put yourself in them and take that risk, really.
Right.
And that's why
I say, like, stay true to who you are mm-hmm. and be you, because that also builds your confidence. Because now, when you have those people who are not supportive and who are not encouraging you, they're either going to jump on board with you mm-hmm. and support you, or it's going to be magnetic where they're not coming near you.
Yeah.
Because your light and your confidence is shining bright. You know, it's like a full force, and it's out there, and it's like, no, this is who I am. This is who I'll always be, and choose to support it or not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think running has done that for me. It has created that confidence that, like, not saying I wasn't really confident before, but I was afraid of just trying new things, to be honest. You know, if it wasn't basketball, if it wasn't something that I already knew, it's like, why am I trying that?
Mm.
You know? So it's allowed me to be like, you know what? Yeah, I can go over here and run with them. Like, I'll be all right. Even if I run by myself, I'm cool. I got these trees and water over here. I'll be straight. Like, what y'all talking about? Like, I'm trying to get 3 miles in. Like, what's up? You know, like, you can run with me, actually. Like, I don't have to come over and run with you. Like, you can run with me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so that's my confidence level now.
Yeah.
And I still struggle with certain spaces now. Don't get it wrong. Like, I still struggle with going into certain spaces. And when I do those things, that's actually helping me to be more open and to knock out my fear, you know? So that's like a goal of mine, is to, like, not be afraid, is to attack my fears head on.
Yeah.
And as soon as I made that switch, oh, everything else changed. Everything else changed.
I love that.
Yeah. So
that's cool.
Your pace matters.
Y'all heard that straight from the founder right there. Your pace matters. Well,
your pace matters.
Sarah, thank you so much for coming here, sharing your story.
Yes.
I found the verse, everybody.
You were looking it up. I know.
I was. She saw me. I was just like, let me look this up real quick. The section of the verse that I'm thinking of, run in such a way as to get the prize.
Mm.
And I think you will only know what the prize is if you're, I first believe that you accepted that God has a plan for you.
Mm-hmm.
Your focus is on him, right? And what he has for you, not for other people.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get to your prize, you won't be like, this is it. But you can actually enjoy it. And, you know, try not to be distracted. I'm talking to myself here. By what you think you should be doing or where you should be mm-hmm. at in your life, because again, that was not meant for you. And
exactly.
And entering 40, I am revisiting that, and I'm like, yeah. I have my race. I'm going to run it, and where I'm at does matter, as does yours, and I accept it. I'm going to be patient, but I'm also going to dive into what are the other things I can be doing, because that's exciting. That excites me too. And I have friends and family. They're like, go, do it, do that. Yeah. Just because, you know, it for them, they're like, that's not for me, but I can see you doing it. Yeah. And that's exciting for me. And, but Sarah, thank you so much.
No, thank you
for joining us.
And I also want to leave with a verse.
Please, girl, preach.
Let me clear my throat. No. But in the beginning, we talked about faith.
Yeah.
And I've always carried this verse with me, and it's a very familiar verse. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, Philippians 4:13. And I've had that since, I don't know, probably since I left high school. But when it says I can do all things through, that is your faith. And that is the foundation. And so I kind of keep that when I wake up in the morning. I keep that when I get up in the morning and I'm like, okay, those affirmations that you say in front of your mirror, that's something that I do. I say certain things in the mirror to get my day started. And that's one of the verses that I say, that I can do all things through him, you know, and that's what increases my faith. Yeah. That's what keeps it strong. That's what keeps it, you know, like I said, I'm not perfect. It shifts. We're human. But when I'm in that mirror every single morning, oh, I'm back.
Yeah. I love it.
It bounces me right back. I'm like, okay, I got it today. Let's go. I'm ready.
Amen.
You know, so.
All righty, y'all. Thank you again for joining us. And
you
have a great day and see you next time.
It's running your way. It's running your way.